Welcome aboard, you people. It is Starship Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis off for another day of broadcast insolence.
At least it's positive. 3 degrees above zero, right, Judy? Is that what you said? Above.
Yes, it's above zero.
Oh, dear.
Joy.
Yeah. You're just, yeah, freaking out.
That's
a little bit
really,
here.
Really cold that. Outside.
Yeah. My face is still thawing.
I got caught at the light here. And Tom Skilling is joining us right now, as a matter of fact.
Hi, everybody.
Get us ready for this.
Hi, Tom.
And Violetta.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Phrasing.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said, yeah.
Did the coffee run, did you, row?
I did the coffee run, and as I'm coming back across the street, I'm like doing that statue thing. People were starting to put, like, dollar bills in my coffee holder because
if you were sprayed silver.
Right. Well, I think I was.
Some real money.
I was very shiny.
Well, that's a great scam to run.
It was pretty good. It's better than getting a dog and standing out there being homeless with a dog.
Sure.
That one pays. Yeah. But this, I got to say, is, it's Arctic. This is not pleasant. And the wind is howling down here.
It's really howling. We've got gusts over 40 miles an hour going. And what's happening is the cold air is rushing back in again. So, you know, it comes in with some force, then backs off a little. Then this shot that's coming, it'll be the coldest one till we get to Saturday night, Sunday, and part of Monday. And then the pattern begins to change. By this time next week, we could be 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we are today, at least.
That gets us up to 28 right now, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does that get us up to?
About the low 30s by Thursday next week. So,
do we get some meltage next week, do you think?
You know what? I think what we could have is some rain or in the weather system later next week.
Because I'd like a little cleanup here.
Yeah.
You got
I don't think it's going to be a big thaw, Ro. I don't think it'll be that kind of thing. But I'll tell you, after we go through this single-digit stuff, it'll be noticeably less cold. Let's put it that way. A more moderate brand of cold. So that's kind of nice.
It is nice. Tom, I heard you also say that it could be one of the coldest Bears games in history.
This is interesting.
Sunday.
Yeah. Mike Hamernick, my colleague here, has pored over the data. Apparently, they've kept readings on the temperatures at the start of the Bears game at kickoff time since 1963. The coldest temperature, and Mike is here in the background. Shout if I'm wrong here, Mike. The coldest Bears game starting temperature was 3 above. Is that right, Mike?
Two above.
And that was in 2008.
I was at that game.
Me too.
It was in December.
Playoffs game. Playoff game, wasn't it?
It was a Packer
game.
Packer game.
Yeah. And it was cold. You know, this was interesting to me because I thought we'd had colder Bears games than that.
Yeah, it surprised me too.
Yeah.
What was the date of the game?
It was December 22nd, 2008.
Look at that. That's pretty good. And the wind chill was low. That was the thing. The winds were really roaring. We're going to have about a 12-mile-per-hour northwest wind from the looks of things at noon Sunday. And an air temperature, it could be 2 or 3 above, and the wind chills with that would go down to like 15, 20 below at kickoff time, noon Sunday.
Imagine what the attendance will be like. Because the last two games, they already saw they had 11,000 unused seats a couple games ago, and then the 49ers, 13,000 unused seats. So
this is really not worth it, people. Don't harm yourself for this. This team is mathematically eliminated from playoff contention until 2024 when Kanye West becomes president.
It's funny you mentioned that, Ro, because there was a discussion going on in the office when I walked in. Is it worth going to this, you know, and putting up with those conditions? And
I have to say, though, at that game, I was at that game, too, and I remember I bought this this big, like, I went to one of those outdoor stores.
Yeah.
And I bought the underwear. I had the boots on. Just for this game. I had these boots that they look like moon boots. Like, they're silver.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it was like,
those are great.
Boggs is the brand. And they were great.
Are those things that were created for the Air Force? I think I know up in Alaska you get these things, and they are padded. There's no two ways about it.
Not cold at all.
Yeah.
No.
Based on everything I was
wearing.
Amazing. And I had the hand warmers and the whole deal and the hat and and it was great. I was like a spaceman, but I was warm.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, in that kind of weather, you're not dressing for fashion, you know.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you're just trying to keep the body
warm, what I learned, too? I learned something really interesting. Well, I went with my friend, and he's got the plastic flasks, so you can get in without the metal detectors,
yeah.
Without metal detector problems.
Classic plastic flask.
Plastic flask, uh-huh. Very important item. But more important than that was that beer does not freeze at
right.
that level. You know, you get if you drink it fast enough.
What about vodka? Vodka doesn't either.
Vodka did not. No. Well, we had. I think we were going with the bourbon for the flask.
Does it get a little slushy like or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. It's delicious. That's all I know. I just remember, you know, I'm not a big advocate of day drinking because it's it just leads to ruin, and I can attest to it. But you know, in a situation like that, you have very little choice. These are exigent circumstances.
Oh yeah.
People.
Survival sure. is right. the word. You know, it's just you got to get through it and as painlessly as you can.
Well, Bears fans are so hardy, though. I remember covering the tailgater of the game, you know, for all the home games for several years. And you go out in the parking lot hours before people, you know, do their tailgating. And they're professionals in terms of dressing for this weather.
2008 was another memorable year, too, on the way to 9-7 and not making the playoffs. So there's that.
Yeah, there was... Yeah.
You know,
but I don't like to miss Green Bay games. No problem.
It's interesting. We've got Jared
He's
Payton.
The glass half full guy.
Wah, wah.
Jared Payton was working here, and he said his dad, Walter, used to say that he actually said he'd like to be a weather forecaster on those cold days rather than going out and having to play in it sometimes.
Yes, I think that's probably a better thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. You can kind of sit inside in the warmth and talk about how miserable it is outside. But
well, I like when they keep the windows open for the broadcasters, too, to make them cold. And then they complain about it. And they got heaters at their feet, and they're half on fire, and they're and all they got to do is sit there. It's like, okay, just call the game and shut up about the conditions.
Then you go to the seats up in the 400 level with the wind up there, and it's just,
right.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. So we, when I was a kid, we had seats, and we had... They were at the very top level, the last row up on the south end zone line on the west side of the stadium.
Wow.
That's so when the lake would come off the – when the wind would come off the lake.
Come off the lake, it was going right into you.
And I was only allowed to go in November and December, right, because it was like that was for, you know
– For kids.
For the kids. Kids were only allowed to go when the adults didn't want to use the tickets.
Right.
And sweet mother of God is all I can say to describe.
That's a feeling, isn't it? You don't forget it.
It was like that Jungle Book, right? Or not Jungle Book, but the book the Jungle about the Chicago Stockyards. At one point, I took my hat off and my ear was in it when I looked at it. It was like that. I was that cold.
That is
you
that's
never
cold.
Forget that, do you?
No.
Hey, now where do you guys stand on like enclosing a stadium dome, putting a dome up? I mean, do you prefer sitting?
That's for wussies.
Do you think football should be played in the elements?
Yes,
absolutely. I do too.
Absolutely.
I think, of course, it's easy for me to say because I'm not playing it, but there's a dimension to that. I love these games where it's snowing during the thing. You know?
Sure, and the look of it. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, as a television show, you just want to look at it that way. It's so much better when it's out in the elements and in a dome, and the dome sounds different.
It does.
And then, you know, like, the only dome that kind of works is the one down in Dallas because you just want it to be, like, super spectacular.
It's like Disney World there.
And that's it.
Entertainment complex.
And it's always fun when it snows heavily enough that the lines are obscured, you know?
Yeah.
So you're trying to figure out whether
where are they? What are they doing?
Yeah, right.
That's when it gets interesting.
The fog bowl. Is there something going on down there?
Yeah. I was watching some video of that, and they said, well, they just passed, and presumably somebody got it on the other end, but we can't see it. You know.
So. All right. Now, Tom, just before we let you go here, so explain once again for people, tonight, tomorrow, and Friday.
Sure. Tonight we go down to 2 below at O'Hare, 8 below out in the suburbs. And the wind chills will drop as the night goes on. By daybreak, they'll be down between 12 and 25 below.
Okay.
That'll probably be the roughest period of this particular cold spell. And then tomorrow, we go up to about 8 above, keep the chills 5 to 25 below during the day. So that's pretty uncomfortable. But temps will start rising late tomorrow night. We'll get a little burst of snow, a little disturbance coming through late, and it could flurry into Friday morning. It's Friday afternoon and Friday night. That we could get snow or a wintry mix. And they have winter storm watches up now in Wisconsin. Right now, the way it looks, the heaviest snow will lay out across Wisconsin and Minnesota, and we'll be on the south edge of this weather system. So, you know, it might be something where we get a couple inches of snow.
Okay.
But the May snow
generation. So we're missing the big.
Yeah, looks like we're missing the big one right now. And then on the backside of that, we get snow showers Saturday afternoon. When you see those start arriving and the wind starts howling from the north and temps start south, you'll know we're going into cold blast number two, and that goes into Monday.
What are you doing to me?
And yeah, but it warms up after that, Rose.
So okay, so is
the
there
pattern is changing.
How much snow are we getting over the next?
You know what,
days.
If I had to put a, you know, I'd say several inches or and okay. more as you trend north. Now, if you get up into Wisconsin there, those folks could be talking about 10 or more inches of snow in the main system here. And the amounts would taper as you go south. It'll depend a lot, and we still have some questions to work out on this thing, but it'll depend a lot on how much of this comes down in crystalline form. Doesn't look like it's so warm aloft. The snowflakes aren't going to form right. So that's
that'll be fun.
That's odd.
We're not going to get these real big snowflakes and this voluminous snow, the snow that has a lot of volume to it, because the thermal setup above the ground looks from this distance like it's not going to be perfect for snow formation. It will be up in Wisconsin, so it'll be a whole different story there.
But no sledding then.
Stay tuned on that, because
Violetta wants to know if she can sled or sketch.
You know what, Violetta, you can do anything you want to do.
Isn't that the truth?
Thank you, Tom.
No, Tom.
Did I get out of that one already?
Bad advice.
I tried it.
Tom
said I could do whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
No, you're like the uncle. You're like the bad uncle.
You mess everything up, change the rules, and then you leave.
You know, Violetta, if you really want to have fun, get in the car and drive up to Sheboygan or Madison, Wisconsin.
I love Sheboygan.
And you'll get in the middle of the heavy snow up there, and there you definitely can sled.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Does that help?
No, I don't think it does. I think it actually endangers her.
Anna,
she has
good,
something to live for,
to
though.
I'm trying, Tom.
Help get them through this tough period here.
It's going to be a tough week.
This ain't right on so many levels, Tom.
We can all stay together and help each other.
I made a tragic fashion mistake today.
Really?
Yes, I'm underdressed for this.
It's not going to get him through the day.
Not going to get me through the day or the night. I could have a finger fall off. I don't know. All right. Stay right here. Don't anybody move. Tom, thank you very much. Violetta's got the WGN.
Good to talk to you. See you guys.
See ya. Traffic. Bye, trouble spots.